大家平安。
Hallelujah, we thank the Lord for watching over all of us.
早上我们一起纪念安息日。
This morning we are commemorating the Sabbath.
愿主耶稣基督与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with all of us to bless us.
早上跟大家分享在基督里心想事成。
This morning I'd like to share with you to enjoy the blessings in the Lord.
主耶稣对他的门徒有许多宝贵的应许。
Jesus made many precious promises to his disciples.
尤其是当他要离开门徒之前。
Especially before he was to depart from his disciples.
为了解除门徒心里的忧愁。
In order to help them with the sorrow that they had.
给他们许多宝贵的应许。
He made many promises to them.
那这些应许就是要消除门徒心里的忧愁。
And all of these promises were given to solve the issue of sorrow that the disciples had in their hearts.
那么在这许多宝贵的应许里面。
And in these precious promises,
有一项就是心想事成。
There is one particular one.
我想这一项应许对我们每一个在基督里面的弟兄姐妹是很宝贵。
And I believe that this promise is actually quite precious and relevant to all of us who believe in the Lord.
因为当我们能够心想事成的时候
，because when our heart is able to have peace to enjoy，
我们心里会充满了喜乐。
Then we will be filled with joy in our hearts.
像一般世人说万事如意。
Just like people say that there's a reason for everything in the world.
那是最喜乐的事情。
Or that there's a purpose to everything in the world.
那也是给人一种最好的祝福。
And this is actually a great blessing.
所以说愿你万事如意。
And so they pray that you may have all blessings.
这个应该是每一个活在这个世上的人所追求在生活上的一种目标。
And actually, this is a goal that all of us who live in this world should pursue for.
那主耶稣也给我们这样的应许。
So Jesus also gives this promise to us.
我们知道主耶稣对门徒的应许，每一句话都是实在的。
We know that every promise Jesus gave to his disciple is true.
不是一种理想。
It's not just an ideal.
而是一种实际的生活。
Instead, is reality and is prevalent in your life.
主耶稣希望门徒在世上的时候能过着心想事成的生活。
And Jesus hoped that his disciples in this life could live one where they could have peace and enjoyment.
目的就是要让门徒有满足的喜乐。
And the purpose was so that his disciples could be full and satisfied with joy.
也就是说有主耶稣的喜乐充满在心里。
Which is to say that they had the joy of Jesus filling inside of their hearts.
那么主耶稣在世上的时候就是过着心想事成的生活。
Jesus, when he lived in this world, he lived such a life.
所以主耶稣要把这一种喜乐来赐给门徒。
And Jesus wants to give this same joy to all of his disciples.
所以他给门徒这个宝贵的应许。
And that's why he gave them such a precious promise.
我们请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John, chapter 15.
第七节
，Verse 7，
约翰福音十五章第七节
，John chapter 15 verse 7。
十五章第七节
，Chapter 15 verse 7。
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
Verse 7 If you abide in me and my words abide in you.You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
这是主耶稣给门徒的应许。
This is a promise Jesus gave to his disciples.
说你们若藏在我里面，我的话也会藏在你们里面。
He first says that if they abided in Jesus, then Jesus' word would abide in them.
那么凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
And that whatever they desired and asked for, it would be done for them.
我们心里所愿意的，就是心里所想。
Whatever we desire is what actually we think in our hearts.
好，那么祈求就给我们成就。
And as long as we ask for it, God will fulfill.
这一句应许呀，对我们很宝贵。
For us, this is a very precious promise.
如果我们接受这个应许,
if we can accept it,
我们就可以过这样的生活,
then we can actually live such a life.
这也是几十年来我信仰生活的体验,
and this has been my own personal experience for the many years that I've believed.
借这个机会跟大家分享,
and I like to use this opportunity to share.
如果我们生活在基督里面,
if we live our lives in Christ,
这个应许, 天天实现,
then this promise will reveal itself day by day.
真的很宝贵,
and it's truly precious.
首先我们要想到怎么样常常在主里面,
but first we have to ask ourselves, how do we constantly abide in the Lord?
因为这是先决的条件,
because this is the first requirement that's mentioned here.
和主耶稣说,
because he says, if you abide in me,
可见这个是我们必须要首先
which means we need to prepare ourselves.
当我们相信受洗就归入基督里面,
once we believe and are baptized, we have now entered into the Lord.
那接下来的是我们自己要怎么样保守常常在主里面,
but from that point on, it's incumbent upon us to find a way to constantly stay in him.
我们是因着信, 而受洗进入基督里面,
because when we are baptized by our faith, and that's how we enter first.
那么要怎么样保守自己常常在基督里面?
But the question is, how do you constantly abide in the Lord?
圣经上说啊, 要将起初啊, 确实的信心啊, 坚持到底。
The Bible tells us we need to maintain the faith that we had in the very beginning.
我们只要把起初 因信受洗归入基督里面这种确实的信心坚持到底,
if we're able to maintain this faith that justified us in our baptism to the very end,
那我们就会常常在主里面,
then we will constantly abide in Jesus.
圣经上说, 这样呢, 我们就在基督里有份,
but the Bible also tells us if we do this, then we will have part with Jesus.
那么基督里有份就是心想事成,
and to have part with Jesus means we can enjoy all of these things.
因为基督在世上就是过这样的生活。
Because this is the way Jesus lived his own life.
所以今天我们要享受这一种恩典。
Today, if we want to enjoy this same blessing and grace,
我们对基督的信心要坚持。
Then we have to strengthen our faith in Jesus.
我们是凭着基督的应许,
we live by his promises,
相信他,
to believe him,
受洗归入他里面,
to be baptized to enter into him.
所以要将这种信心啊, 坚持到底,
and this is the faith that we need to maintain until the very end.
要坚持起初确实的信心,
but if you want to maintain the same faith you had in the beginning,
应该要常常去纪念,
then you need to actually spend a lot of time to remember it.
好像大卫勉励自己,
just as David encouraged himself,
说我的心啊, 你不可以忘记神一切的恩典,
he said, oh my soul, do not forget the blessings of the Lord.
要常常纪念神的恩典,
instead we should constantly remember the grace and blessings God has given to us.
才能保住起初那个信心,
and this is how we can maintain our early faith until the very end.
这个是很实际的问题,
but this is a very practical issue.
我碰过许多软弱的弟兄姐妹,
I've met many weaker brothers and sisters
before. 他们很久没有来参加聚会,
for long periods of time, they don't go to attend service.
大家认为, 哇, 这个信徒可能已经是不信了,
some people may even fear that these members no longer believe.
但我不会这么想,
but I never think this way.
因为神爱他,
because God loves them, and that never changes.
虽然人有时候一时信心软弱,
even though there are times when we all become weak,
或许一年,
maybe it's for a year,
或许两年,
maybe two,
也许呢, 十年,
or 10.
时间是没有什么意义的,
time has no meaning.
信心的软弱是一样的,
because the same weakness of faith doesn't change.
一年跟十年并没有太大的差异,
1 year or 10, it has no difference.
其实我们不要看得太, 好像差异很大,
and so we shouldn't think of this as being a very important emphasis.
有些甚至于40年,
there are some people who are weak for 40 years.
但是我们知道, 神的爱没有改变,
but we know that the love of God never changes.
所以我们去找他,
so we should still go find them.
见面的时候很高兴,
and when we greet, encounter them, we're very joyful.
那最好的方法是什么?
But what's the best way to meet them?
就开始跟他分享起初的神的恩典,
you start to share with them the blessings from the early days.
哇, 40年前, 你是怎么样来得到神的恩典?
You were reminded 40 years ago how they received the blessings of God.
当时你是怎么样受洗归入基督里面?
How they were first able to be baptized and enter into the
怎么样得到主耶稣基督的爱?
Lord. How they found the love of God.
当他回想起来,
when they reflect on it,
他开始见证,
they start to testify.
哇, 他感动了。
They're touched.
他又被自己当初起初的信心感动了。
They're moved by their own faith that they had in the early days.
不是我们感动他。
It's not that we said anything to touch them.
是他自己感动自己。
Instead, he is touched by himself.
他的信心又回来了。
And his faith is revived.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
这我看了很多。
This is something I've seen many times.
所以我也很感动。
And so I myself am very touched by it.
我从这个事上感动, 认识了神的爱。
Because I've been touched and I have come to know the love of God.
常常念到圣经说, 神的爱永远不改变。
Whenever I read the Bible, I often read that the love of God never changes.
你怎么去认识这个爱?
How do you come to know this love?
我就是从这些事上让我认识了。
It's from this world that I come to know it.
神的爱永不改变。
That the love of God never changes.
耶稣爱属于他自己的人是爱到底。
Jesus loved all of his own believers to the very end.
我亲自体验。
I have personally experienced it.
真的是这样子。
And it's truly this.
这个是事实。
It's a reality and a fact.
所以我们要保持起初确实的信心。
So if we want to maintain our faith as in the early days,
不是靠别人勉励我们。
It's not relying on encouragement from other people,
而是自己勉励自己。
But encouragement from yourself.
我的心啊。
My own faith.
你不要忘记神一切的恩惠。
And you remind your soul and your heart to not remember the blessings of God.
因为他赦免我一切的过患。
Because God has forgiven us of all our trespasses. He heals us of our sicknesses.
他拯救我脱离一切的死亡。
He saves me from all types of death.
很多的恩典。
And there's so many graces and blessings.
所以大卫是用这样的方式来保持他对神的信心。
This is the method King David used to preserve his own faith.
我们看一下诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 103.
这是对我们很有帮助。
This is very beneficial to all of us.
怎么样保守自己常常在主里面?
How do you help yourself to always stay in the Lord?
我的方法是学习这个大卫的方式。
My own method is to learn the ways of David.
我们从第一节看到第五节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 5.
大卫说,我的心啊,你要称颂主, 凡在我里面的,也要称颂他的圣名。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
他勉励自己的心,不要忘记称颂神。
He encourages his heart to never to forget to bless the Lord.
第二呢,
Secondly,
第二节,
verse 2.
我的心啊, 你要称颂主,不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
为什么称颂主?
Why do we bless the Lord?
没有忘记神的恩惠。
Because we don't want to forget his benefits.
神什么恩惠呢?
What kind of benefits does he give
第三节,
to us? Verse 3.
说他赦免你一切的罪孽，医治你一切的疾病。
Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲做你的冠冕。
Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如鹰返老还童。
Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
这个也是我几十年来的体验。
This has been my own experience for these decades.
真的是,神是这样的,这些,赐给我这些恩惠。
Because God truly has given me all of these graces mentioned.
他赦免我一切的罪孽。
He has forgiven all of my iniquities.
这是我初信的时候最感动的。
This is the most touching thing I experienced I had when I first
believed. 当我受洗以后,
After I was baptized,
身上的疾病消失了。
All of the sicknesses on my body disappeared.
我没有为这个疾病祷告。
I never prayed for these sicknesses.
但是它消失了。
And yet they were healed.
这也是让我很痛苦的事情。
And for me, this is it was a turmoil,
suffering. 但是我并没有为这个事情祷告。
And yet I never prayed for my sickness.
我只是求主赦免我一切的罪孽。
Instead, all I did was pray to God to forgive all of my iniquities.
主耶稣接受了我的祈求。
And God accepted my petition.
在受洗的时候赦免我一切的罪孽。
And when I was baptized, he forgave all my sins.
我为此而感动。
Because of this, I was touched.
没有想到呢, 一切的疾病也得到主的医治。
And I never thought that all of my illnesses would be cured as well.
那第四节说, 他救赎你的命脱离死亡。
Verse 4 says, He redeems our life from destruction.
什么事情叫我们死亡?
What can cause us to be destroyed?
不是什么什么危险。
It's not danger.
不是什么患难。
It's not peril.
是罪的事情。
It's sin.
当我们信主以后，要面对一切的罪恶的试探。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have to be confronted with all types of sin.
我感受到神的救赎。
And I have experienced the salvation of
the Lord. 如果没有神的保守,
if not for the sake of
the Lord Jesus, 人是胜不过罪恶的诱惑,
then it's impossible for man to overcome the temptation of sin.
感谢神在我信仰的过程中,
but I thank God that in my life of faith,
常常会面对这样的试探,
I often encounter temptations.
感谢神的保守,
but I thank God
神的拯救,
for his providence and protection,
脱离一切的死亡,
to be able to depart from destruction.
神用仁爱跟慈悲呢, 做我的冠冕。
And then God crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies.
这个真是神的大恩典。
This is also the great blessing of God.
神一直都是用仁爱慈悲来保守我。
Because he often treats us with loving kindness and tender mercy.
让我生活在他的爱里头。
So that I could live in his love.
第五节说他用美物使我所愿的得以知足。
Verse 5, he satisfies our mouth with good things.
我心中怎么样得到满足？
How was I able to be satisfied in my heart?
是享受了神的美物。
It's whenever I enjoyed the good things of God.
当一个人感觉到心里头不满足的时候，
If a person feels that he is unsatisfied in his heart,
得到神的美物。
But when he receives good things from God,
神的美物是从他口里所出的一切话。
The good things of God are all the words which proceeded from his mouth.
这是我们心灵的食物。
This is the food of our hearts.
所以圣经的话使我得到满足。
And so it is the words of God that satisfy me.
让我心得到喜乐。
So that my heart can have joy.
因为这种满足，这种喜乐。
Because of this satisfaction and joy.
以至于你如因返恼还童。
Then it's able to overcome all of our tribulations.
就是让我们重新得力。
So that we can renew our strength.
因为返恼还童就是重新得力。
Because when we are able to depart from all the things that cause us difficulty, we are renewed.
所以我在年轻信主的时候，身体很软弱。
When I first believed in the Lord when I was young, actually physically I was weak.
病痛的软弱。
Weak because of my illnesses.
心灵的软弱。
Weak in my heart.
因为得到神的美物。
But because I received the good things of God,
心灵中的忧愁消除。
All of the sorrow and worries in my heart disappeared.
得到满足的喜乐。
And I was satisfied and received joy.
渐渐身体健康。
Slowly my body became healthy.
心灵喜乐。
I was stronger and I had joy in my heart.
但现在七十几岁。
I'm now 70 some odd years old.
感受到比三十岁的时候还要强壮。
And I feel stronger than I was when I was 30.
这个很奇妙。
This is very miraculous.
第一个我的眼睛。
First is my eyes.
本来是老花了。
They had gone bad. They had.
三十岁的时候戴近视眼镜。
When I was 30, I had to wear glasses.
到了六十岁的时候就换。
When I was 60, I changed them.
要两种眼镜，所以变成换两节的。
That I have to wear bifocals.
两节的麻烦，后来变成换一个无段的。
And because they were very troublesome, it was able to change into a new types of lens, whereas just one.
也是麻烦。
But that still had its problems.
后来看到这个神的应许。
But then I saw the promise of God.
心想事成。
That we can enjoy it.
我为什么不想一想？
And that's why I asked, why don't I think about this?
今天既然主耶稣要用我在世界各地方跑。
If Jesus wants to use me to travel the world.
我说主啊。不需要眼镜，不是很方便吗
？Then I said, God, isn't it a good thing if I don't need glasses?
摩西不是到120岁眼睛没有昏花吗
？Because doesn't the Bible say that at the age of 120, the eyes of Moses were not dim?
主啊，我很想是这样子。
Lord, I want to be just like this.
我心里真的很想是这样子。
I really want to be like this in my heart.
我把这个愿望告诉神。
And I told this desire to God.
那么神要怎么成全呢
？But how did God fulfill it?
在我忘记了这个事情。
It was when I had forgot about
this whole matter. 因为我的愿望既然已经向神说了，我就忘记了。
Because after I gave my desire, I said it to God, I forgot about it.
哎，有一天居然眼镜丢掉。
One day I realized, oh, I lost my glasses.
安息领会完了，回家，哎，眼镜找不到。
After service, I went home and I couldn't find my glasses.
打电话到教会去说，哎呀，帮我找一找。
I called the church and said, can you help me find my glasses?
说找不到。
And they said, we can't find it.
那个时候我就想。
And so then I thought to myself.
你不是向神说不要眼镜吗
？I thought to myself, didn't I ask God that I don't want glasses?
哎呀，现在是机会了。
This is an opportunity.
我说主，感谢你。
So I said, Lord, thank you.
从现在起不用眼镜了。
From now on, I don't need glasses.
眼镜都可以看得清楚。
And yet I can still see clearly.
哎, 真的是这样。
And it was true.
哎, 心想事成。
And my heart was able to enjoy the promises of God. And then I was joyful.
啊, 这个是每天要用的, 眼睛啊。
Glasses is something you have to use every day.
哇, 方便太多了。
It's very convenient.
感谢神。
That I don't have to use it now, 哎, thank God.
主耶稣的应许真的就是这么宝贵。
And this is just how precious the promise of God is.
所以说, 我现在的眼睛跟30岁还没有戴眼镜以前是一样的。
My eyes are as though I was 30 before I had to wear glasses.
2年前呢, 患了干眼症。 眼睛啊, 干啊, 会痛, 痛不得了。
I had some disease in my eyes where it was constantly dry.
常常睡觉到痛的就醒过来。
And it was so painful, it would wake me up at night.
眼睛痛的张开也不好, 闭着也不好。
And it was so dry and hurt that whether it was open or closed, it hurt.
不知道什么原因,
I didn't know why it was like this.
那年到美国来,
and then that year, I happened to come to the U.S.
问了我们弟兄啊, 当眼科医生的,
and we had a member who was an eye doctor.
他告诉我, 这个是干眼症,
and he told me, oh, this is this disease with the dryness of the eyes.
给我药水, 说你就点一点就好,
and he gave me some solution. He said, just put these in your
后来回去, 我去给医生看,
later on, I went back to Taiwan. I went to a doctor.
他也是给我同样的药水。
He gave me the same eye drops.
但是我常常忘记点。
But I often forget to use them.
这也是一种麻烦。
Because it's troublesome.
我说能够不点不是更好吗？
I said, isn't it best if I don't even have to use them?
因为我比较怕麻烦。
Because I just don't like to have to deal with these problems.
我想希望，我说主不要点就好了。
So I said, Lord, it'd be good if I don't have to use these drops.
感谢神。
And then thank God.
药水都没有点。
I never use them.
啊, 现在, 不痛,
and it doesn't hurt.
这个是神的应许。
These are the promises of God.
今天呢,
today, if we're able to grasp hold of God's promises, then in our lives, we'll have many conveniences.
可以, 消除许多的麻烦。
We can get rid of a lot of things that often trouble us. And these are just minor experiences in our life.
主耶稣爱我们比父母更爱。
Jesus loves us more than our own parents.
你不要以为说, 哎呀, 什么大事才祷告。
You don't need to think that only if it's a serious matter, then you pray.
其实从最小的事上祷告是最好的。
But in fact, it's best to start from the smallest of things.
更方便。
It's more convenient.
更快乐。
You're more joyful.
知道说, 哎, 主耶稣真的是与我同在。
Then you know and realize God truly is.
心里想什么, 他知道。
Because whatever you think in your heart, God knows.
心里想要什么, 他都知道。
And whatever you want in your heart, He knows.
其实他都有预备。
And He has already prepared.
只等着我们去领受。
He's only waiting for us to receive.
这是很宝贵的应许。
And this is a precious promise.
所以今天我们要常常保守自己在基督里面。
So today we often need to preserve ourselves to be in the Lord.
什么叫在这基督里面?
What does it mean to be in Christ?
我们再看主耶稣的,
Let's see what Jesus said.
继续看约翰福音十五章。
Start at John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十五章第九节。
Chapter 15 verse 9.
十五章第九节。
Chapter 15 verse 9.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。 你们要藏在我的爱里面。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
这些事我已经对你们说了, 是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里, 并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 11, These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
怎么样常常在主里面?
How do we always abide in Christ?
我们要常常思想神的爱。
We need to meditate on His love.
主耶稣要我们常常在他的爱里面。
Jesus wants us to always be in His love.
在基督的里面就是在 主的爱里面。
To be in Christ means you are in His love.
因为神是借着基督来爱我们。
Because God loved us through Jesus.
这种爱，保罗说是不能隔绝的。
And the Bible tells us, Paul tells us that this nothing can separate us from this love.
他说这种爱是在基督里面的。
Because this love is in Christ.
所以当我们常常在基督里面的时候，就是在这种爱里头。
And so when we are constantly in Christ and we are constantly in this inseparable love.
这个是父的爱。
This is the love of a father.
主耶稣说。正如父爱我一样
Because Jesus says, just as the Father loved me.
这种爱是何等坚强
How strong is this love?
是永不改变的
It's never changing.
我们做父亲的爱儿女会不会改变
parents, We love our children. Will that ever change?
到死不改变
It will never change even to death.
何况是我们的天父呢
How much more would our Father love us?
放心啊
So don't worry.
只要我们在他的在基督的爱里面
As long as we are in the love of Christ,
那就在父的爱中了
Then that means we are in the love of our Father.
我们只要遵守他的命令
Then all we have to do is keep His commandments.
他的命令叫我们彼此相爱而已
His commandment is just to love each other.
就这么简单
It's that simple.
所以今天我们只要懂得彼此相爱
Today if we know how to love each other,
我们爱主耶稣
We love Jesus.
我们当然爱主耶稣的每一个门徒
Therefore, of course, we should love each of his disciples.
不分什么这个差异，没有任何的差异。
And there's we don't play any types of favorites.
只要他是属耶稣基督的人
，As long as this person belongs to Jesus,
我就爱他。
Then we love them.
没有差异。
There's no differentiation.
主耶稣说：“你这个事上这件事啊，做在我一个最小的。”门徒的身上
Jesus said, if you do this to even the littlest of my disciples,
就是坐在我身上
then you have done so to me.
我记住这句话
I always remember this verse.
就用主耶稣这种爱去爱每一个属于主耶稣基督的人
Just to use the love that Jesus loves us with to love each of his disciples.
这样就好了
And that's good enough.
我就永远在父的爱中
Then I will always be in the love of the Father.
那么这种爱会给我主耶稣的喜乐
This love will also give me the joy of Jesus.
为什么
Why do I say
因为你会看见基督的爱
The reason I say this is as you love other people, you will see the love of Christ.
像我刚才说的
Just as I said.
那些有些软弱的很多人认为哎呀这个没有用了
There are many members who become weak and people write them off and say they're useless.
这种人啊神不爱他了
People say God doesn't love these type of people.
但是我不这么想
But I don't think this way.
我要在他的身上看到神的爱
I want to see the love of God in this person.
所以我用神主耶稣的爱去爱他
So I use the love of Jesus to first
love them. 我真的看到神的爱在他身上
And then I can see the love of God in them.
所以我就喜乐了
And that's how I get joy.
哇，这种喜乐真的是满足的喜乐
This joy is satisfying.
所以每次看到这样子在他们这种人的身上看到基督的爱
Each time I see the love of Christ on these people,
我会感动的眼泪禁不住，一定会流下来。
I'm so moved that I shed tears which cannot cease.
哇，这种爱真的是让你满足。
Because this joy is truly satisfying to the heart.
所以今天呢，我们只要遵守主耶稣的这条命令。
So today, all we have to do is keep this one commandment.
我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎么样彼此相爱。
That as Jesus loved us, we should love each other.
我们就会得到这种喜乐。
Then we can receive joy.
就会体会到真的是天父怎么样爱我们
？And to experience how the Father truly loves us，
让我们心想事成
，so that we can have a heart of enjoyment。
我们哪一个做父母的不是这样爱我们的儿女
？Because as parents, how many of us don't we love our children like？
我们知道我们的儿女心里面很想要什么。
We know what our children want in their hearts.
虽然他没有说出来，我们好像知道了。
Even though they may not say, we know what they want.
不用他说，就会为他预备。
And without them even asking, we prepare for them.
就现在我对我的孙也是这样啊。
That's how I treat my granddaughter.
我会去体会他我的孙最喜欢什么。
I'll go find out what she loves the best.
以前我是为我儿女，哇，去看看到。但你看，哇，我的儿，孩子喜欢什么
？In the past, I'd go to the stores and see, oh, what are these? Do my kids want?
他没有向我要求，但是我会去买给他。
Never, even without them asking, I'll go look for it and just buy it myself.
现在我对我的孙女是一样。
Now today, I treat my granddaughter.
主耶稣说，你们做父母虽然不好，都懂得这样爱自己的儿女。
Jesus told us, you as parents, though you are evil, yet you know how to love your children.
何况你们天上的父呢
？How much more does our Father know how to love us?
岂不会把好东西赐给那些求他的人吗
？Wouldn't He give the best to those who ask of Him?
这个就是天父爱儿女。
This is how the Father loves His children.
今天呢, 主耶稣告诉我们,
and this is what Jesus tells us today.
我爱你们,
I love you.
像天父爱我一样,
just as the Father loves me.
天父怎么样爱主耶稣?
How did the Father love Jesus?
从天上说, 你是我的爱子,
from heaven he proclaimed, you are my son, and I am pleased with you.
这个见证是为我们来的。
This testimony is given for us.
所以今天我们要相信神的应许。
Today we need to believe in the promises of Jesus.
所以我们就会体验到
the promises of God, and then we can experience the promises of Jesus.
让我们活得很快乐,
so that we can live joyfully.
那么主耶稣说, 你们若藏在我里面,
Jesus said, if you abide in me,
我的话也藏在你们里面,
then my words abide in you.
这个很重要。
Now this is very important.
我们怎么知道我们藏在主里面?
How do we know that we abide in Christ?
我们会 心中呢会想到神主耶稣的话。
We know because in our hearts we will remember Christ and His words.
这个是很重要的。
And this is important.
因为有基督的话在心中呢。
Because if the words of Jesus are in your heart.
我们看一下第14章。
Let's look at chapter 14.
第14章26节。
Chapter 14 verse 26.
第14章26节。
John chapter 14 verse 26.
但保惠师啊，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且啊，要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
当我们在主耶稣基督里面，
when we abide in Jesus Christ,
那么主耶稣就在我们里面，
then he abides in us.
主耶稣怎么住在我们里面呢?
But how does he abide or live inside of us?
就是借着保惠师真理的圣灵。
It's through the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
他住在我们里面。
The Spirit of Truth, and it will live inside of us.
保惠师住在我们里面要做什么?
But what is it going to do there?
要在一切的事上指教我们。
He will teach us all things.
还要让我们想起主耶稣对我们所说的话。
And bring to our remembrance all the words that Jesus spoke.
主耶稣对我们所说的话是什么?
What is the words which Jesus spoke?
就是神的应许。
They're the promises of God.
所以这个神的话在我们心中。
So the words of God are in our hearts.
尤其在祷告的时候。
Especially when we pray.
常常就会想起这个应许。
You often remember these promises.
一想到这个应许啊, 哇, 满心喜乐。
And when you remember it, you're filled with joy.
祷告充满信心。
And in your prayer, you're filled with faith.
因此呢, 事就成了。
And then it's fulfilled.
没有什么秘诀啊, 就是这样而已。
There's no secret. This is just how you do it.
所以当主耶稣的话在我们心中的时候,
and so when the words of God are in our hearts,
心中就有所愿,
then we will have a desire.
因为那是神的应许,
because this is the promise of God.
神要赐给我们宝贵的, 啊, 我们所要的,
that God wants to give us the precious things that we ask of him.
当神的话在我们心中的时候,
when his words fill inside of us,
我们想起主耶稣的话,
we remember the words of Jesus.
就是他宝贵的应许。
And his words are his promises.
啊, 我们的信心就来了。
And then we have faith.
啊, 主耶稣说你们心里所愿意的,
he says, whatever you desire in your hearts,
祈求就给你们成就。
Ask and it shall be given.
所以在祷告的时候就会想起来。
And so when you pray, you remember this.
那我就知道这个是神要赐给我的。
And then you know this is what God wants to give to you. 哎,
因为在祷告的时候会想起来。
Because as you pray, you, of course, you think about it.
谁叫我想起来?
Who caused you to think about it?
是圣灵啊。
It's the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣说,这个保惠师啊,真理的圣灵在我们里面。
Because Jesus tells us this Helper, the Holy Spirit is inside of us.
他会叫我们想起主耶稣对我们所说的一切话。
It will cause us to remember all the words which Jesus has spoken to us.
我要抓住这个应许。
And so we need to grasp onto these promises.
这个主耶稣要赐这个恩典给我。
And realize Jesus wants to give the promise to me.
祈求啊。
And so pray harder and ask for it.
更有信心。
And then you have more faith.
很奇妙。
It's very miraculous.
很快你就开, 真的实现了。
And very quickly you'll find it's fulfilled.
我在 大同教会担任牧养的工作。
In Taiwan, I was at a church pastoring it.
那个时候我看到说, 哇, 大同教会在盖新会堂。
At that time, they were building a new chapel.
主耶稣要我去那边, 啊, 担任这个工作。
And they wanted me to go there to support this work.
哇, 啊, 这个会堂的建筑, 交给建筑书就好了, 我们不要太去, 啊, 不要去为这个事情呢,
the thought was, let's just entrust this responsibility to the professionals, the architects, and the building committee, and we just don't need to worry about it.
因为那个时候弟兄姐妹啊, 大家都很关心, 哦, 就看, 哦, 盖得怎么样, 哦, 很多意见。
Because at the time, all the members were very concerned for the chapel, and they had a lot of opinions on how it should be built.
结果年轻人跟年老的意见不一样。
And unfortunately, the younger members had different opinions than the older members.
为了这个事情呢，哇，大家有争论。
And because of this, there were some dissensions and arguments.
那么总会把我调去。
Then the GA assigned me to this church.
我去了以后，我了解说，哇，感谢神。
And then when I went there, I just realized, thank God.
都不用争论。
We don't need to argue.
这个事情完全交给这群书记好了。
Just entrust this work to those responsible.
求神带领他们。
And ask God to guide them so they can build a very glorious church.
没有事了。
And that was it.
现在我们要为什么？
What do we need to do?
会堂盖好是现在旧的，五倍以上大。
Because the new one is five times bigger than the old one.
我们的信徒要增加。
Now our members need to grow.
会堂盖好。
The chapel is finished.
当我们进去的时候，
when we walk into it,
要像现在这个小会堂一样满满的。
We need to fill this chapel like the small one we had.
这个才是我们所要的。
This is what we need to do.
我们大家为这个事情祷告。
So we all pray for this.
就可以了。
And we can do it.
好，为这个事情大家来同心努力。
For this one goal, we all unite to pray for.
为这个事情祷告。
We pray together.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
祷告的时候，
when we prayed,
圣灵感动。
The Holy Spirit moved us.
我想到耶路撒冷的教会。
And then I recall the church in Jerusalem.
因为得到神的喜爱。
Because it was pleasing to God.
信徒啊，天天增加。
The Bible says the members grew day by day.
哇，我很感动。
I was very touched.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
我不敢说天天增加。我不敢要求天天增加。
I don't dare to ask to increase our members day by day.
但是呢，
but
每个礼拜增加。
How about increase week by week?
所以我就祷告说，主啊，每个礼拜增加。
So I prayed, Lord, let's increase our members week by week.
所以呢，我每个礼拜布道会。
So every week we had evangelical service.
星期五啊，家庭布道。
Friday nights we had family evangelical service.
星期天呢，会堂布道。
Sundays we had evangelical service in the chapel.
就开始这样跟弟兄姐妹说宣布。
And then we started to announce this to the members.
大家很同心。
And everyone united.
开始实行这个布道。
To support this evangelical work.
一直到一年以后我们进入新会堂。
Until one year later, when we finally entered the new chapel.
我们的信徒一定是满满的。
We were filling this with our members.
就是我们共同的目标。
This was our goal.
我们向神祷告。
And we pray to God for it.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
主耶稣成全了。
He fulfilled.
我们开始布道。
We started the evangelical services.
看到神的带领。
We saw God guiding us.
每一个弟兄姐妹都感动得不得了。
And every member was so moved and so touched.
所以以前就是正式的联合布道会都没有这样的这种盛况。
Even when we had set spiritual convocations, it was never like this.
每一个家庭布道都有慕道者。
Where every evangelical service we had, it was filled with truth seekers.
那么到星期天的时候，大家都出去把慕道者带到会堂来。
And on Sundays, everyone would go out and gather the truth seekers to the church.
第一次布道的时候，哇，那么多人受圣灵。
The first time we had evangelical service, so many people received the Holy Spirit.
大家的心啊，信心就来了。
And then everyone strengthened in faith.
从那个时候开始。
From that point on,
我们每一个月都洗礼。
Each month we had baptism.
信徒一直增加。
The members grew.
每个月都洗礼。
Every month we had baptism.
洗到进入新会堂。
To the point that when we finally moved into the new chapel,
真的是满满的。
It was filled.
建堂以后，
after the dedication,
再分出一间教会，
we branched off another church.
这个是很感动人的。
It's very touching.
神的应许都是真的。
Because the promises of God are all true.
为什么当时会有这个信心？
Where did this faith come from in the first place? It's because of this.
圣灵的感动。
The movement of the Spirit.
我抓住这个应许。
And then you grab onto the promise.
结果神就按照这样成就了。
And then God will fulfill according to
it. 而且超过我所求的。
And even fulfill surpassing what you thought.
我不敢想说还要进入满满以后还要分设一间教
会。I never imagined that not only would fill the chapel, but we'd able to branch off after the dedication.
所以其实神所成就的会超过我们所求所想的。
Which is in reality, all the promises God will fulfill to us are beyond what we even ask for.
我们看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
二十节。
Verse 20.
以弗所书第三章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
一切的果效都是从心发出的。
Everything comes from our hearts.
当我们心里被神的灵充满的时候，
when our heart is filled by the Spirit of God,
我们一切的愿望都可以实现。
Then all of our desires can be manifested.
并且超过我们所求所想。
And not only that, it could be manifested beyond what we even ask for.
神要成就一切的事情。
God wants to fulfill all things.
一定先进入我们的心里。
But first, He needs to enter our hearts.
让我们有所愿。
So that we can have the desire.
然后借着祷告祈求。
And then through prayer, we ask for it.
啊，来成就。
And then He will fulfill.
这个是神的应许。
This is a promise of God.
这个是不会错的。
This is not something that
will not happen. 所以今天呢，我们应当要有这种信心。
So today, we need to have this faith.
我们在基督里面。
That in Christ,
不必想太多。
We don't need to think too much.
啊，让圣灵运行在我们心中。
But just let the Holy Spirit work inside of our hearts.
让我们知道怎么样立志行事。
Let us know how to determine and how to make change.
啊，借着祷告的祈求。
Through our petition and prayer.
来成就神一切的美意。
We can fulfill all of the beautiful wills of God.
让我们得到满足的喜乐。
So that we can be satisfied with His joy.
让神得到荣耀。
And to have God glorified.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
237首。
237.